to conclude the Radha Kunda and the Radha Bhajan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also following that list. Radha Bhajan jodi mati nahi bhela, Krishna Bhajan tabo akarone gela, Atapo rahito suraja nahi mani, Radha virahito madhava nahi jani. Atapo rahito suraja nahi jani, Radha virahito madhava nahi mani. Umarama Swatyasuti Chandra Rukmini, Radha Avataro Sabhi Ram Nayabani. Heno Radha Puri Jajya Jankara Dhan, Bhakati Vinodotar Magari Charan. In this way it has been preached by others for Acharya of the posterity that Radha Kainkarya is the acme of the of our object of life, it is possible, allowed by our Swarup, by the grace of the Almighty. This is Mirad Dasu Goswami. And in his last days, sometimes he could take any diet, sometimes not. The only pot, the leaf pot, with that some this gold, this ki bale ke gold ke ki bale buttermilk only one or two leaf pot he used to take and went down with the name by lokho nam shastra dandavat kari. 1,000 times he gives his obedience to these different Vaishnavas, and 1 lakh name Bhaya Dukkha Nam Shastra Dandavat Kari Bhaya Dukkha Nam Dunilukkha Vaishnavi Nitya Vara Nam. About 2 lakhs of people he takes the name and take their memory. Shastra Dandavat Kari Bhaya Dukkha Nam Dui Shastra Vaishnavi Nitya Vara Nam. In this way he used to 2,000 Vaishnava, he showed his respect in this way, Paranam, and the Dandavat 1,000, and the Lakhanam in this way. And the last moment, crawling, when above 80, he was crawling on the banks of Radha Kunda, Radhi, 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 in this way, half mad. He was used to crawl on the banks of Radha Kunda. Jai Radhi, Jai Radhi, Jai Radhi. In this way he passed this day. Gaur Hari Bol. That was not. Guru Maharaj, when he used to come to this slope to explain this, Asa Bhai Ramita Sindhu Bhai, full of emotion, we found him sometimes tears oozing. Asa Bhavi Ramita Sindhu Mayi. This look he used to explain reality amongst the selected disciples sometimes. Asa Bhavi Ramita Sindhu Mayi, that he has come to his own place, come home, when he used to explain this look. He's quite at home. I could dress somehow. Ramita Sindhu Mayi is home. Full of, fully pumped. When he come to express this, the meaning of this look, we marked him as a fully pumped, full football. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So I wrote the poem, Sri Gauranumatam. What is the, what Bhaktivinoda has recommended for us? Sri Gauranumatam was sanctioned by Mahaprabhu. Swarupa Viditam and the nobility, the greatness of that theme known by Swarupa Goswami, who was the second of Mahaprabhu, Sakkat Mahaprabhu Ditya Kadeva. Rupagraji Navitam, Rupagraja Sanatam, who has shown much respect for Rupadvai Parivesitam, and which has been distributed direct by Rupa Goswami with followers. Raghunai Rasraditam Sevitam, and Raghunath Goswami has tasted that in a proper way that was distributed by Rupa Goswami by the inspiration of Mahaprabhu. This that was really tasted and enhanced by Raghunath and followers, Kaviraj Ittadi. Raghugunai Rasraditam Sevitam Jivadvai Abhirakshitam, and supported by the quotation of the scriptures and reasoning by Jiva Goswami with followers, Baladev, etc. Jivadvai Sukhasiva Brahmodhavet Prathitam, and which is anchored by Sukha, Shiva, Brahma, Uddhava, etc. Prathitam. Sri Radha Pada Sivanamata. What is that thing? Radha Pada Sivanamata, the nectar of the service of the divine feet of Sri Radhika. Muddhavit Prathitam. Sri Radha Pada Sivanamata. Aho! It is very astonishing. Aho! Taddhatumishu bhavam. You bhakti vinod thago, you are in a position to distribute that highest nectar of our sampradaya to one and all. Your position is so dignified. And my Guru Maharaj was very much pleased to find this siddhanta in my sloka. And he expressed also to me, yes. Hare Krishna, very much pleased. It is properly hit in this loka. So he told that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has himself made to write him. He wrote through him. That was the opinion of Prabhupada. And to someone he told, yes, what I came to give to the world, it will be there. It is there. I am living it for the world. That. And it told to me, you have written it in a very happy style. Hare Krishna. He was highly pleased with this, finding that what is the real necessity, that is that in properly it. Hare Krishna. So far we have been given to understand this is the aim of our life. Wherever we be, we are given to understand that our mark must be towards this. Fortunately, we have got such nature within us, in Madhura Rasa, Arogya Madhura Rasa, Rupanugo, the Sampradaya Rupanugo, that Krishna Bhakti is a departmental thing. So Radha Dasya is another thing, department within department. And that is Rupanugo, the Acharya Parampara is in that way within us. Direct concern with this. Rather, to support the Dasavatsalya Sakha, the consorthood of the fatherhood of the Christianity, masterhood of the Islam, and the sonhood, and the consorthood. The consorthood of the supreme entity that has been delivered by Mahaprabhu, Anarpita Charini Chirat, which has never been distributed before this. Before this, so perfectly and so clearly, it was not in ancient times anywhere it is distributed. So, Anarpita Charini Chirat Karunayavati Nakkaru Samarpayitam Unnata. This slok is I found in Madras and Bhavishya Puran, written by Vedabhyas from the Nirnaya Sindhu Press of Bombay, in Nagri in Sanskrit. The Bhavishya Puran was published, and I found in Madras a copy of that. There I found this sloka, and also about the incarnation of Mahaprabhu. It is mentioned there, Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, these two then mentioned there. Shantipur, Navadvip is mentioned there in Bhavishya Puran. And Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, they came to discuss about the Vaishnava ontology with Mahaprabhu. That was mentioned there in Bhavishya Puran. We found three chapters, perhaps, in Bhavishya Puran dedicated to Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev. There I find Rupananda and Jivananda. Jiva Goswami's name has been given Jivananda. And Rupa Goswami's name has been given as Rupananda. And Mahaprabhu's preaching center has been given as Shantipur. Some difference in this way. And they came to make argument with Mahaprabhu, Ramanuj Madhvacharya. Though historically it is not possible, but as Bhaktivinoda Thakur also shown in his Dham Parikrama, in the subtle world, not in the physical world, in the subtle world, the Vaishnava Acharya came. Why this modification on their opinions? Madhvacharya came to establish his Daitavad, Ramanuja also came to argue with his visitor Daitavad, but Mahaprabhu, in a mystic way, answered in such a fashion that they were silenced, dumb, and went away. As is found in Bhavishya Puran. Or there, Mahaprabhu says something mystic, slok, one mystic, some question, and they are silenced. In this way, it is mentioned. There is Anarpita Charini Chirat, and this has been discussed in Jagadharma also by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The Anarpita Charini Chirat, which has never been given before this, that is this Radha Dasya, the most secret object, the fulfillment of our life is there, because Radha Rani's service, that wholesale service, and in intense also it has got no parallel. When that sort of service comes in connection with Krishna, the quality and the quantity of rasa from the Ukhila Rasamrita Murti is drawn in such a huge and a beautiful and a high, noble way that is not to be found anywhere and everywhere. And again, those that are in that camp, the taste of the rasa, not only in Madhura, But categorically, from that parukiya ordinary modulo in the service of gopi, it is superior in quality and also quantity, both, especially quality. And if you want to have a taste of that type of rasa, which only Radharani can enjoy, you have no other alternative. What sort of rasa that attracts Radharani so much? The high transaction of the rasa, higher quality must be there. And if you want to taste whatever a particle of that standard of rasa, you will have no other alternative but to get a service in that camp. This is quite reasonable. Radhe jaya jaya madhava daiti gokula dharmi mandala mohiti bhatavagi damodara roti vadhana vesi hori viskuta binda bipineshi vishabhanu dadhi namashashi lekhi lodita sakhi guna রমিত বিশাখে করুণাং কুরুময়ী করুণা ভরিতি শনক সনাতন বদনিত চরিতি রাধি জয় জয় রাধি জয় জয় রাধ বোথ কম্বাইন্ড কে মহাপ্রভু হাউ হাউ আওয়ার অ্যাটেনশন শুড বি টুয়ার্ডস অ্যান্ড দ্যাট গৌড নাম অ্যান্ড উই আর অল অফেন্ডার্স. And this is the Aparadhanjan part. We pray our utmost that they may send their best mercy towards us, so we may be clear from all offenses and can participate, hope to participate in such a rasa. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Shriya Ayurvedan Bhakti Siddhanta. Sarasvati Goswami Gurubad ki jai, jai Srivad Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai, jai Gaurkishordas Babaji Maharaj ki jai, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai, Goswami Gan ki jai, Guru Parampara, Gaur Hari Bhakta Vinda ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan, Chaitanya Saraswata Math ki jai, Sevak Vrinda ki Bhakta Vinda ki jai, jai Bhakti Vijay, Tirtha Maharaj ki jai, কেদার প্রভু কি যায় অন্যান্য ভক্তবৃন্দ কি যায় গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর হরি কুমার কৃষ্ণ ভেরি And they felt in the meantime that some are being inclined towards me. They could not tolerate that. So, told. In the meantime, some others also came and took initiation. I sent them back. I send them that no boat is found and send the staff to the organization. But there are some who Maharaj. All while from the time of Swami Maharaj, when they used to come to me, they took cakes. That was their fashion. Whenever and I'm putting questions, I am giving answers, they are recording it. About those days, here and when I went to Mayapur Mott, Swami Maharaj, myself and others, we got lectures of all tape. That was kept in Los Angeles where Sri Krishna Maharaj was in charge. And he anyhow managed to get the copy of all these things. And he was impressed with my lectures for us. He began to with publicity to those days. And Jadu Swami also, and we are there. And that created the trouble for the BBC. And then this told Purnima occasion, they told that no one would go to see Sridharma because people are being attracted towards his spirit. Was his connection, and the credit of his calm will be lost. So past his resolution, none to go and see Sri Mahaprabhu. In any way his connection, all literature, all his state. Some kept silence, but gadgets are restless. Gadget tomorrow the post. No. I read his state as well as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Kantaka. I want to read all these things. I can't read them. The part beyond the Swami Maharaj's literature should be discussed in the discourse. He told that at least when in the public meeting, I shall deal with Swami Maharaja Bhattacharya. But outside that, for my own self, I shall read Siddhartha Maharaja's day, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti. No. Even in your private life, you'll always be able, you'll be allowed to deal with all this literature. Then he bolted, no, it is not possible for me, Dada. I shall disconnect with you. I can't disconnect with Siddhartha. Then this dissension came and he was ousted from his board. He passed in a lecture their television, he told that I have retired from ISKCON. They were all giant ISKCON. I am keeping outside. Then again from here, perhaps he sent that those that are still faithful in me, they may come here. In spite of their propaganda against me, who can keep faith in me, they may not remain with them, they may come. They may serve themselves from this conference. And so some came out, and there was another independent. And about 100 men and women came here. For some time here, Calcutta and Nepal, with much trouble, they had to live here for a long time. Then gradually we are going now to London, some Bangalore. This way. And we'll get it tomorrow. In the meantime, some of them took sannyas from me. Nitkishth Maharaj got sannyas from me. Kirtananda. Kirtananda was dissatisfied with him. They rejected him. He took sannyas from me. Raja Kumara even modified me there, giving my Kirtana. Then other 5, 6, about nearly 10, I took sannyas from here. And they formed an association. In the meantime, purchased their land, about 3 acres. They are carefully being implemented. In propaganda in various things. Out of his core. This way things are going on now. In general, his core is dissatisfied with me. So to keep my connection means So if you can display of ISKCON, so you must think it deeply. Well, at the cost of your connection with ISKCON, you will come here. They are not so strict beforehand. Now they are very strict in my appearance. Yes, whoever comes here, who is poisoned against this concrete that is there. This is my position. Even Charusham, who used to visit here every now and then, he is also coming very rarely. Because he's always engaged in ISKCON duty. Perhaps in that paper. So long he was neglected. But now, for such circumstances, he has been encouraged more. Still he comes here, but not so much as he did previously. Sarvabhavam also. Was this Vijay Tirtha Maharaja's party, they are here and several others. So ISKCON does not like that anyone comes in connection with me. So that have affection for me, they are also careful. Such is the state. You are affecting what to do. You are under the direction of ISKCON.
I have been outside ISKCON for the past 2 or 3 years. I have been outside of ISKCON for the past 2 or 3 years.
Why?
I am engaged in business activities.
In them?
No, not with them. Independently. But I have maintained.
So many householders, they may have business. That does not mean that they have no connection with ISKCON.
I'm staying in India, you see. So simply I go to Vrindavan like this occasionally.
And they have centers in many places in India, in Vrindavan. That does not mean that you are independent of ISKCON. They take you as their disciple. Mostly all the disciples of Swami Maharaj, they are going on in that direction, DVC. And you are also supposed to be in their connection. With whom you are intimately connected in this call?
No, you see, I am one of the wounded soldiers. It means wounded soldiers.
Wounded soldiers.
It means I've not been following nicely.
Wounded.
I mean
you know. You live generally in England, and that was in charge of Jayajit Maharaj. And he might have wounded you.
I mean, you referred previously to the fight with Maya. So sometimes the soldiers get wounded.
Who? Jayajit Maharaj. The example discouraged you.
No. Maharaj is saying, previously you spoke of the fight with Maya.
Who?
You. Previously, just now, you spoke of the fight with Maya. So
I don't follow you.
He says, previously, yes. You spoke
who?
Of yourself. You spoke of the fight with Maya.
Fight with Maya?
Yeah, so he's one of the wounded soldiers in the fight with Maya.
What is the cause of his wound?
What is the cause of your
Maya
wound?
Maya has wounded him.
Yes.
So it means I've not been following so nicely, and I've not been living in the temple, you see.
Oh, the want of organization in your camp. What is the cause? Of course, maybe wounded in a big fight. Maybe you may be wounded, maybe you may be lost. That fight means still the fight going on and go with go on. Though many wounded, many critics. That is the nature.
With your blessing and I can continue the fight.
Whom you have got your best faith in is gone, best friend. Anyone whom you can rely most?
I have many friends within ISKCON, many.
Who are they? Nanda Maharaj is one of them.
I mean, he's a big, big devotee. I'm too small. I could not count him a friend.
But your guardian or well-wisher?
Well-wisher.
For whom you have some parents?
So many.
So many.
Who can you take shelter of?
And they are which side? Akhwananda Maharaj is this side. And there are others also on that side, the side of ISKCON, whom you will be here. And you have got affection. Who are they?
You mean amongst the gurus?
Do you know? Among the guru and the BBC, and also even outside. Do you know that Kedarnath?
Kedar. No, I met him 2 days ago. Just I met him.
And how was
bad. He seems very much inspired by your association. He was preaching to me.
Something like that. Was next to Jayadeva Maharaj there in England from before?
No. I have stayed in Gaudiya Math actually in Burdwan.
In London, Master Gaudiya Mathas, first it was Vinod Van Gaudiya. Now I hear that Master Gaudiya. Did you meet one Bhakti Rida Angal, the sannyasi? Preached in Krishna consciousness, because that is something substantial. Can you explain how?
In other philosophies, everything is not explained, you see. But in the Vaishnava philosophy, everything is completely explained.
Explained. At least you are satisfied.
Completely.
Who are the striking members of ISKCON whom you met?
Who are the striking members of ISKCON that you have met?
Who could leave some impression in your mind and encourage you? Whose movements and teachings encouraged you?
Bhagavan Maharaj.
Bhagavan Maharaj.
Jayapitaka Maharaj.
Jayapitaka Maharaj. Bhavananda.
Bhavananda.
Rameshwar. Satsarup.
Satsarup Maharaj.
Gopal Krishna. Hridayananda. How have you seen Bhagavan Maharaj? He's in charge of Southern Europe.
You see, when I first joined ISKCON, he was my GBC.
Through him?
Yes. But I did not see him for many years. I didn't see him for 3 or 4 years.
When you joined, what were you? What is your age now?
Now I'm 30 years old, Maharaj. At that time, 22.
Was you a student or what?
Actually, I was traveling around.
Traveling? Yeah. Your parents living?
My father is a teacher in England.
Father? Mother?
Mother, she is housewife.
Housewife. How many brothers you have?
I have 2 brothers, Maharaj, and 2 sisters.
They are elder or younger?
Only 1 brother is elder. Rest are younger.
He has got a family?
My brother, no.
Is a family man? No.
He was an ordinary man.
No. Two parties among the six.
Yes, Maharaj.
Khalsa section. Another some
Akali does.
Akali is one party for us. Yes, Akali Khalsa, one same for us. Another some sons.
Sant Longowal, so many names. They are all Maharaj, they are all politicians, politics, that's all. No religion.
Fighting each other. Dressing not Sikh, perhaps Sanatani.
I don't know, Maharaj. I think he's a cutter Sikh. Sikh are always very, very.
Sikh, money, has he got a beard?
Yeah, he got beards, turban, yes.
Udasi Sampada. Udasi and Akali, two.
He is not from any sampradaya, Maharaj.
Huh?
He is the most corrupt man. He is not from any sampradaya. He likes women and everything.
Like India.
Yes. That's right, Maharaj. And only 8 class pass. President of India, 8 class pass. Middle pass, that's all. No qualification. Everybody knows his character. He is a very loose character man. And they gave him an honorary degree of doctor. Some university gave him a...
Indian University.
Some Indian University, yes, Maharaj. Now they call him Dr. Zail Singh. He don't know a single word of English. He has no other qualification. But he was a chief minister in Punjab before coming to center. It's a shame. Khanna was the right candidate.
But he must have some ability.
He was a chief minister in Punjab, Maharaj, for a long time.
And he successfully...
Yeah, I think he was successful.
Successfully continued his administration.
That's right, yeah.
A man of strong common sense.
Yeah, you can say that.
Just like Shivaji, Akbar, they did not know how to sign their own name, both Shivaji and Akbar.
That's right.
And Rabindranath also, non-metric.
But these fellows have well-educated secretaries and all that, you know, Maharaj.
No, university degree, but still, Rabindranath was a great scholar in the whole of the world.
But these ministers have well-educated people behind them to guide them.
But when he will to visit foreign land, what should he do? The jail thing? Some secretary will be good.
Yes,
and if any address is written, he will be able to write, read it.
Yes, they have to do it like
or
that.
No ability to read English.
No.
He will learn. He will learn.
I don't think it is very important.
No, and when Prime Minister, yes, Chief Minister, then he knows something. Have you got any hold over the military? I was thinking that India is apprehending that the military government may be necessary for India.
Yeah.
So he's selecting one Punjabi of military type.
No,
my apprehension is like that.
People say
the war may be inevitable.
Yes.
And especially between Pakistan and India, and the Rashtrapati must be a Punjabi who have done some hold over military.
No, that is not the case, Maharaj.
Then?
That is not the case, but only the thing, people think in Punjab and everywhere else, that Indira Gandhi want to become, change the way of governing. She wanted to become herself president.
And there is...
And then she will change the constitution.
The Sikhs, they want Khalistan.
Yes.
Khalistan. And the Pakistan is encouraging that.
That's right.
And some able man is necessary in Punjab who can control that Pakistan difficulty.
No, those things will... Jal Singh can't solve those things, Maharaj.
Jal Singh will be an instrument to India. Whatever India will direct, he will carry out.
Oh, yes, he will. But I think Indira wanted to change the constitution and she wanted to have a government like American government.
Maybe.
That's why she has Jal Singh.
Maybe.
People say it like that. I
don't know. Maybe. I mean, the American government, the president holds the...
That's right. She wanted that sort of government.
Substantial power.
People think like that.
Then India wants, she will be the president.
Right, yeah, that's right. That's why she brought
and control the country.
That's right.
Maybe.
Because you see,
anyhow, India is better than this communist.
Oh, yes.
Some respect, though not that substantial, some respect for the religious view.
That's right.
But more, the whole family is pro-Muslim.
Yeah.
Your love and Indira, they are all pro-Muslim. Not anti-Hindu, but pro-Muslim. Supporting that Arabian country. Dismissed the Israel ambassador the other day.
So, Maharaj, my inquiry is about the man in the street, how he should live. I mean, if I talk with somebody in the street about Krishna consciousness or about God consciousness, he said, well, no, we must work. We must look after our families. That is more important. Or what should I tell to them? We all live working.
What is the work, but not family interest, but the whole interest. Otherwise you are to suffer. Local interest is sure to suffer. Hit with the another local interest. We must live in the eternity, not in the span of the life of a human being. Next, if I have got faith in transfiguration, after human birth, I may be even in the birth of a dog. What is the good there? So we must have a program that concerning the eternal life, my past life, my future life, and also this is true about everyone. If there is possibility, the man may again become a dog. Then, could we not, in our program, give permission for that?
Then how they divide the day, like how they should work in an office or in a shop? And
anything may be done.
I see.
But the center connected with Krishna consciousness, anything, even the battle may be fought, does not matter. But Krishna consciousness. There's body consciousness. Body is only a garment, like clothing. So body consciousness is treacherous. We must be wakeful to the fact that we shall have to die, but the soul does not die. As the body will go, to another body to be accepted. That I cannot ignore, but if my knowledge helps me to see that future, then how can I ignore my future life at the cost of this present? And what is true in my case, that is also true in all the members of my family, in their case also, the countrymen's case also that. Today I shall feed well, and the next day I shall die without food. That cannot be any reasonable promise. The question of faith, as a transmigration of soul, we have faith in that. Transmigration of soul. Yato shri dhuvam is tuthvam yama matashvara. So we have to solve the problem of death and impairment of the old age of this day. Not very narrow,